Chapter 5. Obi and Dory. In the morning, I wanted a drink very much. I wrote in my scrapbook, "People need water." Then I thought, I can find something to drink in Michael's flat. The door to the flat was open, and I went into the kitchen. There were bottles of drinks, but I didn't like the taste. The next morning, I heard a noise outside our flat. Very slowly, I opened the door. There was a big bottle of water in the hall. Who brought it? Was it Gaia? I thought. The bottle was very heavy, but I slowly pulled it inside the flat. I poured water into two glasses and took one to Mum. Then I drank mine very quickly. Mum got up and drank another glass. She was very sleepy, but I said to her, "We'll be fine, Mum." "Yes, we will, Addie," she said. She put her hand on my head and then she went back to bed. I thought again, who brought the water? I went up to the next floor and down to the floors below, but I didn't see anyone. Suddenly, a man spoke to me. "Are you the boy from the 17th floor?" he asked. I turned around quickly. It was Obi, the caretaker of our tower. "Do you want something to eat?" he said. And he opened a door to a flat. An old lady with grey hair called Dory lived there. Her flat was nice and warm, and it had a balcony. She gave me a tasty lunch of meat and rice. Then she put some food on another plate. "You can take this to your mum," she said. "Say hello to her from us. And come back here for dinner, young man." Obi and Dory looked after me and Mum after that. Obi has keys to all the flats because he's the caretaker, Dory told me. He knows everything about the people in this tower. Obi gave me two torches, one for me and one for Mum. Our flat felt safer because I had them. Then, one night, I saw a light in Gaia's tower. First I could see it, and then I couldn't. I turned my torch on and off, and the light went on and off again. Then I tried to sleep, but I worried about the light. Was Gaia there?